Video of the shooter released. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Nashville police release school surveillance video of the shooter bursting into a private Christian school before she killed three staff members and three children, all age nine. Meantime, Police Chief John Drake says the suspect, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, left behind clues.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Police shot and killed the suspect. A police spokeswoman tells the New York Times the shooter was born female, but listed male pronouns on social media, suggesting that the suspect was a transgender man. Russia says it fired supersonic anti-ship missiles today at a mock enemy warship in the Sea of Japan.
NATO reports those missiles as the SSN-22 Sunburn. It's a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that can carry both conventional and nuclear warheads. No response yet from Japan or the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet. Reuters noted the test comes a week after two Russian strategic bomber planes flew over the Sea of Japan for more than 7 hours in what Moscow said was a planned flight. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The nation's top financial regulator is asserting that Silicon Valley Bank's management was largely to blame for the bank's failure and says that the Federal Reserve will review whether a 2018 law that weakened stricter bank rules also contributed to its collapse. And Michael Barr is the Fed's vice chair for supervision. He calls SVB's failure a textbook case of mismanagement. And stocks rose yesterday. The Dow gaining 195 points, but the NASDAQ fell 55.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
America's listening to Fox News. Members of the New York grand jury considering possible indictment of former President Trump are expected to reconvene.
Two sources tell Fox News the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump for an alleged scheme to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels hush money during his 2016 election campaign is scheduled to reconvene Wednesday. After hearing testimony Monday from former CEO of American Media Incorporated and publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, the timing of a potential indictment remains unclear. Former President Trump, who is running for president in 2024, has denied any wrongdoing in relation to the payment, praising House Republicans who have accused the Manhattan DA of a politically driven prosecution, demanding documents about the probe. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In DeKalb County, Georgia, near the so-called Cop City, where police are building a controversial new training center, authorities found some dangerous contraptions, nail-studded boards, and they were hidden in the park. That prompted the county CEO to close the land to the public. Papers released from German archives reveal that Queen Elizabeth had a wish list.
It was yes, please to gin and tonic, no thanks to flying in a helicopter. Queen Elizabeth II's preferences were a key part of preparing for her state visits. These papers have been declassified on the eve of her son Charles's first trip to Germany as king. They show Her Majesty asked for an unusually expensive gift back in 1978, two thoroughbred horses. Then President Walter Scheel approved the request in the name of bilateral relations. After all, when a queen requests a horse, you don't say nay. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.